Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Nothing beats a delicious, freshly prepared breakfast, but who has time to prepare anything more than a bowl of cereal or oatmeal? Often, when we enjoy a hearty breakfast, it's out at a local restaurant or diner. Well, according to Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, there are plenty of choices, including some new ones, at which to enjoy breakfast out. And she's here to tell us about them. Candy, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick.
So, Candy, what is for breakfast these days?
Well, Rick, here's what I had for breakfast this morning. I had a bowl of buttermilk-soaked chia seed porridge with hibiscus-infused maple syrup, crumbled freeze-dried blackberries, pumpkin seeds, and sunflower seeds.
And I take it you didn't make it yourself.
I know that sounds like a parody of a menu item, but actually this was a delicious bowl to start the day with at a place called Scout and Company, which is a relatively new breakfast place in Burlington. Scout and Company will also serve you a waffle gatto, which is a waffle topped with smoked maple ice cream with espresso poured over the top. On the other hand, I had a great platter of scrambled eggs, hash browns, sausage, and toast at the Parkway Diner in South Burlington. So breakfasts really run the gamut these days.
Well, it does sound like there's quite a diversity of offerings on the breakfast menu now.
Yes, and that's a point I'd like to make. Sally Pollock, Melissa Passanen, the other two writers at Savervore, and I recently ate out 7 times in the Burlington area, mostly at new or almost new or under new management breakfast places. And we found everything from the down-home atmosphere and corned beef hash at the Parkway to Sunday brunch with bacon Bloody Marys at Juniper's in Hotel Vermont in downtown Burlington. Melissa Passanen ate hearty at the Open Arms Cafe in Shelburne, which has a Cuban-influenced menu that begins with café con leche and moves on to breakfast burritos. But I also had a very light European-style breakfast at Maglianaro's Cafe in downtown Burlington, kind of a industrial chic place that serves fabulous coffee drinks and pastries. So we found places to fit almost any taste.
Now, it sounds like breakfast has gained or regained popularity, or eating out for breakfast has.
Yeah, I think it's part of the national trend of eating out more. One survey I saw says Americans eat out between 4 and 5 meals a week. And I bet if you interviewed a bunch of 20 to 30-year-olds, it would be a much higher number than that.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing the plethora of places where you can enjoy breakfast out. Candy, have the new breakfast restaurants kept with that farm-to-table trend that we've seen at other restaurants?
Yes, they have. And I think what's interesting is that we saw placards advertising locally sourced food, not just at a place like Juniper's in the Hotel Vermont, which has built its reputation on locally sourced food, but the Parkway Diner has placards up pointing out that they get their cheese and their eggs and such from local producers. And in the summer, they buy their vegetables locally. In fact, the Chelsea Royal Diner in Brattleboro, which is not a place that I've eaten but has been recommended to me, says on its website that its eggs come from its own backyard.
Oh, my. What role does the setting play in attracting people to pass up cooking breakfast at home?
I think it plays a big role. Think about this week when it was 0 degrees when you got up in the morning. I was looking for a cozy diner where you walk in and the air is scented with frying potatoes and bacon, and you can sit down at the counter and talk to the grill man. There'll be bright lights. There'll be people all around you. It just feels warm and safe in this winter weather. At other times, I like the airiness and the hip atmosphere of a place like Maglianaro's, where you're drinking your coffee basically in an art gallery. So I think it is the ambience as much as food that makes people loyal to a particular breakfast spot. And I think that's particularly true of people who love diners. I can't tell you how many times people have told me that the Wayside on the Barry Montpelier Road is the only place to go for breakfast, or the Blue Ben in North Bennington, or the Miss Lindenville Diner. When I was a news reporter, one of the things that I loved to do was to find a coffee klatch of regulars who gathered at a diner like the Blue Ben to hash out the political issues of the day. And you could always find great quotes at places like that.
Coffee Corner in Montpelier is another one.
Absolutely,
that, right?
Coffee Corner. Yep.
We've been talking a lot about restaurants in Burlington and Chittenden County. How about elsewhere in Vermont?
One place I've heard raves about are the croissants at the Vergennes Laundry in Vergennes, and I definitely have that on my must-visit list. I visit Manchester periodically, and I have two favorite places there. One is the very down-home Mrs. Murphy's Donuts, when I'm feeling up for indulging in great donuts. And if I want a full breakfast, I go to the restaurant that wins the name for best name, Up for Breakfast, which is on a second floor on Main Street and does great locally sourced breakfasts. In Montpelier, you know, you also find that diversity we were talking about earlier. My husband is an absolutely loyal customer of the Coffee Corner because he can have apple pie for breakfast. On the other hand, I really love the Saturday and Sunday brunches at Kismet, which is right down the street, and you can get such relatively exotic offerings as Portuguese baked eggs or cheddar grits with tempeh.
And any other new favorites for enjoying breakfast out?
Well, I have to go back to Maglianero's in Burlington because I had a bout of bad back pain this fall that confined me to my house for weeks on end, and it was very depressing. And the thing that kept me going was my husband would go to Maglianero's and get me a coffee called the Pedestrian. And the Pedestrian is espresso with steamed milk, a shot of maple syrup, and then a little cayenne on top. And it wakes up your mouth and wakes up your body and just makes you look more cheerfully at the world for the whole day.
That'll get you up and walking.
Absolutely.
Candace Page writes for the Savermore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
It's always such fun, Rick. Thank you.